Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join. Hello everyone, we wanted to offer you a brief introduction to our newest product on the propertymanagementmastermind.com site. It's called the Business Development Toolkit. In 2017, RentWorks organically grew by over 360 plus homes. In 2018, we are on pace to grow another 500 homes. All of this has been without any acquisitions by going out to meet the people and earn the business one at a time. This toolkit will provide you all the marketing materials, business development scripts, and follow-up plans in a format you can modify and use. The biggest part of this toolkit is we give you the Lead Simple follow-up plan. Now, using Lead Simple as your contact resource management platform, combined with implementing our follow-up plan, will give you a launching pad to build your business. This was over 2 years in the making, pulling bits and pieces from the best companies in the industry. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied with this product. Check out our site at propertymanagementmastermind.com to learn more about this new business development toolkit. Hey everyone, this is Brad Larson. Just want to give you a quick intro to this episode. So in today's two guests, I have Krista Peterson, and she's with Culture Index. And I also have Mark Thompson, who is a property management company owner out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Now, the reason I have both of them on is Krista is going to talk to us more about how to analyze employees with using the Culture Index. So it's similar to the things that we've heard of with the DISC profile or other things like that, to where an employee or a potential employee can take a test and then you analyze what they look like on that test as far as their background and what they think and how it gives you a score. And it's really fascinating. And I have Mark Thompson on because he's implemented that into his business. So he's already using it. And so we're going to get some real world feedback on how it works and then also hear from a property manager who's already using it. So I think it's a really good interview. You're going to want to take a listen because I think we all need this in our businesses as well, just because we all want to make good hires and this will assist you in that and or help you make promotions potentially as well. So it's a good listen. Let's hear it. Welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I am your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have a three-way conversation going on with Krista Peterson here in my office. She's to my left, and she is with Culture Index. And I also have Mark Thompson out of Cincinnati, Ohio area. He's a fellow property management company owner. So how are you two doing today?
I am doing fantastic, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Mark, pleasure having you on too, because this is going to be one of those conversations we're going to have that a lot of people are very interested in. It's the grading of potential employees. It's the understanding the background of them. It's the thing that we all want to understand, but it's a very hard system to understand with. So you introduced Krista to me, and she's taken a look at all of our staff through the Culture Index system. I'm going to let her explain a lot of this, but I was blown away, as you were, on the accuracy of what she's coming up with on some of our key team members. So I didn't even get her a chance to introduce herself. So Krista, please introduce yourself to us.
Well, again, my name is Krista Peterson, and I am an executive advisor with the Culture Index program. And what we do at Culture Index is we work with business owners and executive teams to help them grow. So getting the right people in the right seats is, and I'm sure you know as a business owner, is one of the most important things to do and one of the most difficult. So we essentially help you better select, manage, retain, and communicate with those employees.
Awesome. Now, you've been helping Mark for a few months?
Yeah, about 6 weeks here. He came on board as a client, yeah.
Okay, so Mark's going through the whole onboarding process. And so Mark, before we dig into kind of more of what she does, have you seen some immediate improvements or immediate feedback that you can offer the group so far?
Yeah, I think so. First of all, Krista was referred to me by Kim Meredith Hampton and out of Florida, a fellow property manager. And she had raved about how, I didn't know how far she was into it with Krista, but she had raved about the results that she's kind of seen so far. And you know, I've been working with Krista for probably about 6 weeks, like she said, but it took about, I would say 36 hours for me to really identify that, wow, this is some pretty interesting stuff. And the impact that it can have on my business with building my team, the right people, right seats. I've done the employment screening, aptitude testing, DISC profiling stuff before. This is in a different league.
Good, because that leads right into what we want to talk about a little bit more is some of the other things that's out there as far as the culture index type systems. And I'm going to have Krista rattle off a few, and just so you even drop the names, and she's not going to say good or bad or other. She's going to at least say people are using this, this, and this. And then she's going to talk about some of the points and the strengths and the differences of what hers does. So Krista, what's out there that we've been seeing?
Well, there's a lot of things on the market. You brought them up. There's DISC, there's, you know, Strength Finders, Insights, Predictive Index. And I'm not going to sit here and bash any of our competitors, because the reality is if you're using something, it's much better than using nothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys all know using your gut is not objective, right? And so, like I said, if you're using something, it's better than nothing. Where we are different is we work very closely with our clients to help them understand the data that we're giving them. We're also much shorter of a measure. So we, you know, there's two questions that you answer. Both of you completed the survey and have sent it to your employees. It takes no more than 10 minutes to fill out.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating just to jump in there, because it's only two sections, and you just have to kind of pick the boxes for what you would self-analyze your own persona as. Very easy to do. And key point, I don't want to gloss over it, is because you mentioned that you help interpret the results. And that's one of the challenges that, as Mark and I have both, and we're real estate professionals for a long time, we've seen the DISC profile. That's one of the most prolific ones in our real estate industry space. We've seen that before. We see what it's all about. We hear the people that rave on it, and some of the culture that's behind some of that DISC profiling. This is a different league. I mean, I've seen it put on us. Mark's been using it in his business. It's just a different level of what you can learn about people just by one little short test. And I wanted to keep going on that.
Well, let me jump in real quick about that. You know, Krista, the software that is the testing and the survey software is one thing, and it can actually spit out a summary. But what I have found in my time in working with Krista is that when I read the summary, it's maybe sometimes more ambiguous than when I talk to her directly. When I talk to her directly, it blows my mind. She helps me narrow in on the key aspects of that person, of what I need to pull out from the information, rather than just kind of a summary view.
Great point. Right. Appreciate it, Mark.
Right. And again, that's one of the ways that we're different, is we work closely with our clients to make sure that we're not just giving you a bunch of data and having you interpret it. And, you know, if there's psychological jargon involved, I mean, you don't have a degree in psychology. How would you be able to interpret that kind of stuff? And so we're there to work very closely with you.
Because you have a doctorate degree. Did you mention that?
I did not. Yes, yeah. I have a doctorate in clinical psychology. My specialty is forensics and assessment.
There's no getting away with anything in any of your relationships, is there? I mean, forensics. Let me see your cell phone. Where were you the night of? I can just imagine. Boy, but I keep going. I'm sorry. Right. I'm making fun of you.
Right. So, and going back to that, one of the, how I got involved with this business is I've known the founder, Gary Wahlstrom, for many years. And when I was finishing my doctoral program, he had approached me and said, you know, I'm 90% sure I want you to come work for me, but I need you to take this 2-question survey. So I did that, and he came back and read me my results, and I was floored, you guys. I mean, I've taken every test in the book during my doctoral program, and nothing pegged me like the Culture Index survey. So that piqued my interest, and I knew that he was more of a businessman, and most of my colleagues have all been business owners themselves, and we're so, you know, fascinated by this program that they've actually come on board with us as consultants. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I had to be involved in some way, and now it's been 5 or 6 years since I've been working for the company, and it's, you know, it's been a great ride. So going back to some of the other testing companies out there, we do not market ourselves as a testing company. We are in the solutions business, okay? So going to what Mark had said, that we don't give you an interpretive summary, okay? There's little nuances in this data that you need to understand, okay? That you're not going to be able to figure out on your own. And so that's why we attach a consultant to every single client.
I like it.
Yeah, and Brad, to that point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Krista mentioned about the consulting, and to me, and to many of the property managers, we don't have HR departments. We don't have that sort of expertise just laying around. And to know that's included, to not only look and understand the information that's coming from the survey on the people who were putting through that process, to get other consultation from her related to HR. And I don't want to get too far into that because she doesn't do a lot of that, but she's given me already a lot more insight into that than I've probably gotten from anybody else that I've spoken to.
Impressive. So let's do a little drill here. So let's imagine we're property management company owners, Mark and I, and then we call in and say, Krista, talk to us about how you can help our business. What are some of the features and benefits that we'd be looking for from you to help us?
Okay. So if once you become a client, the first thing we're going to do is make sure that everybody in the organization has taken a survey, because we are not just a hiring program. That's actually only 10 to 20% of what we do. Okay. You can onboard the right people all day long, but if you don't know how to manage them and get the most out of them, you know, what's the point? You're going to lose them. Okay. So you have to be able to retain that top talent that you onboard. So it's really more of a management program. And so one of the things that we do is we come and do a 2-day management engagement workshop that takes anywhere from 12 to 14 hours in 2 consecutive days.
Wow.
And we teach you all the ins and outs of how to read these graphs, okay? How to look at all this data and apply it to your business.
A 2-day crash course. That's impressive.
Yes. It's high level. So, you know, in larger organizations, we start with the executive team, then senior level management, middle level management, et cetera. Anybody that's going to be touching this data or touching human capital needs to be trained in how to read these surveys and how to apply it. Okay. Then we also go through and benchmark every single position within your organization. So in property management, you need your property management surveyed. You need your tenant coordinator surveyed. You know, leasing, inspections, et cetera. We talked about maintenance earlier. Maintenance is a big part of a lot of your businesses. So making sure that you have the right maintenance individuals on board, or you are hiring the right vendors. Okay. So all of the people touching your business are just as important as your new hires.
And you even talked about earlier how to create ads.
Yes. We don't write ads on a consistent basis, but we will help you use language to pull for the right candidates.
Very cool. Yeah. Because a lot of us get stuck on that with writer's block. You sit down and write an ad for a position, Mark. And you know how it is. It's just like, what do I say? What am I looking for? What am I trying to put out there? So that's really neat how you do that.
And Mark, we talked about this week, if you want to touch a little bit on what you've learned about writing a good ad.
Yeah. She's given me some tips and help in doing that. I'm still kind of feeling my way through how I want to present our company in that. But I actually sent my first 3 ads to my web developer today to get online so we can start the whole process of surveying these people from my website, because it's a system. You get the ad on your website, and then the first thing that somebody does when they want to apply for your job, wherever you're advertising it, you drive them back to your website, and then the first thing it asks them to do is fill out your name and then basically take the survey. And it goes into the software from there a little bit more, and I'll let Krista explain on that if she wants. But I think the biggest thing for me that I've learned through this whole process is, and I think a lot of people are in this boat, at least when they have a company of our size, smaller management company. We've got about 400 doors. We've doubled in size over the last couple of years, and we're growing rapidly. I've actually withheld growth because I didn't want to hire too many people. I've actually withheld our growth because growing seemed somewhat a little bit more like a pain because of the people management aspect of it. Well, within days in doing this with Krista, I feel empowered to be able to take control back in that. Getting the surveys out to these people, knowing that I'm going to have a much better chance of putting that square peg in the square hole or the round peg in the round hole, empowers me to run a better business. And that's what's exciting to me about this whole thing.
Right.
I like that. So sorry to cut you off there, but one of the things I was going to talk to the audience about is one thing we do, because a lot of people love the red meat, and I'm going to talk to you about what we do. So when we put an ad out there, like Mark talked about, we drive people to a SurveyMonkey application. Mm-hmm. And SurveyMonkey has been a good platform for us. So we actually have candidates fill out an application. Then at the bottom, like Krista would say, you can add in the link, just like what you said, Mark, add in the link to that application to where they can take the survey so they can apply and then take the survey all in once through SurveyMonkey. And of course, it's just a link that you add in there, but you can get it all done in one fatal swoop. So you're not sending them to different places, you know, after the fact. You can get it all up front. So you don't have to necessarily interact with somebody who's going to waste your time. Because if they don't fill out the application and take the survey, they're not that serious about getting hired.
Correct. And how long does it take you to onboard, say, a property manager? What is the length of time?
Quite a while. I mean, it's a matter of weeks. You know, even though you can try to put them through some regimented training, if you have any, which is very difficult to keep current, it does take them enough time, a lot of time to build up to it. And some of the things that I noticed in the Culture Index survey was the attention to detail items. I mean, the way it kind of ranks people and scores them really makes you pay attention, because we need an attention to detail person managing properties. Not so much as a wrench turner, you know, they can get away with certain things, but they got to have a high level attention to detail. And what was really neat is our high level accounting person was off the chart on attention to detail, which is kind of important, right? You're paying attention to numbers, you need to be paying attention to detail.
Correct. So say you're going to hire a new property manager and you post the ad on Indeed or you said SurveyMonkey or wherever, whatever
else
you
use. It's just an application. The SurveyMonkey is just an application kind of catch-all, like mm-hmm. a net. But we like Craigslist, we like Indeed, and I'm sure there's probably 10 other platforms out there I'm forgetting.
And how many resumes do you get?
Probably, you know, per candidate position, 20, 30, 40, 50.
How long does it take to go through that many resumes?
Oh, interesting enough. Anytime we advertise for our front desk, we would get literally 200 applications in on a weekend. That's no kidding. And that's a $14, $15, $16 an hour job for the mm-hmm. front desk. Portfolio managers being licensed a little bit slower, you know, as far as applications, but that base entry level, that's where this could really hone in and help us.
Well, let me give you an example with my main maintenance vendor, who I've been kind of talking with him about the power of this. He said he spends every Sunday is his resume day to find new techs. He says he gets about 100 on average per week, 100 resumes per week for techs. And he says he's got his own system of reading through, you know, does it look good? Does this person present well? And he can probably get rid of 50 to 75% of them just by quickly reviewing them. But still, he's going through 25 to 50 of them line by line, looking for skills, all that. And he gets it down to maybe about 1 to 3 people that he's even interested in talking to. I said, how would this change your business? He said, well, I wouldn't be spending all day Sunday doing that, for one. He said, you might get out of 100 people that see the ad or may apply, maybe only 30 do, maybe only 20 do. But you know what? They're the only 20 or 30 that I even care about, because if they're willing to take the survey, that means they really want the job and they're willing to go after it. And out of those 20 or 30, you know, how many of them are going to score in the ballpark of what he's looking for that position? And it helps him focus on only having 1 or 2 conversations at the end of the day rather than taking all of that time.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message. Mark, if I may, without giving names, now that you've seen all the surveys for your team members, are you in a mode of cringe like I am with a few of mine? to where you're like, ooh, that's going to be concerning. A lot of them, I mean, all of them were spot on, but there were a few that are like concerning with me right now to where I'm like, need to watch them a little bit closer. And I'm not naming names. I don't want you to, but did you have any of those experiences?
Yeah. Wow. So yes. The good news is on the surveys that we did, I had a number of team members that scored about where they should. But what was very revealing to me is some of the people who I had expectations for to mold into certain roles as we grew, it became pretty clear that that's not the role for them. And one in particular, it was incredibly interesting because, you know, we were talking about some pretty high level stuff for him to move into. And it just turns out that is just not a great fit for him. But what the survey does reveal is what is the great fit for him. So I firmly believe that, you know, like in good to great, you know, you create the bus and you put the people in the seats on the bus. You don't manipulate your organization around who you have. You create the seats and then you fill them with the right people. But in a growing company, you know, we have the ability to create different opportunities as well. So I had a nice conversation with him after we got his survey results. And we're modifying him into a different role that's best suited for him to maximize his potential. What was his primary focus.
Love it. Great stuff there, Mark. So tell us more, Krista. Tell us what we want to know.
Well, going back to, you know, the amount of time it takes to actually onboard somebody, we're going to flip things around for you. You know, we don't want you to sit and sift through resumes on a Sunday. Okay. We want the first thing that you look at is who the person is, not where they went to school, not how much experience they have per se, who they are at the core. What are their natural personality traits? Okay. The first thing you're going to look at is a survey, the survey results. Does it match your benchmark or what you've defined as the key traits needed for the role? Okay. And if they are a match, then you go and look at their resume. Do they have experience? Where did they go to school? Have them come in for an interview. And then at that point, then you make your decision based off data, not based off your gut or what the person has done. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep going. Tell us more.
Yeah. And Brad, one of the things that Krista and I did is we spent hours one day on a long call going through and creating an org chart. But instead of people, we were putting survey results. And it was fascinating. For that role, the right person in that spot, what are we looking for?
That's interesting you brought that up because that's one of the things we were talking about. It's one of the things I've been revising the last few days is to update my org chart. And she said that she can assist us with that by placing the surveys around the org chart and kind of helping us build that out. So without stealing your thunder, tell us more about that.
Well, and then it's also about where do you see yourself in the next 3 months, 6 months, a year? You know, what's your ultimate goal? And then we design that org chart based on those growth goals, okay? So if you do have any round pegs and round holes, the last thing I'm going to do is tell you, okay, you got to get rid of all these people right away. That's a problem, okay? So we're going to, if there's the ability to make a D player an A player in some other position in your company, that's going to be my first plan, okay? Or if they're just not a fit and you don't have anywhere for them, you know, it's having the conversation of you know, is this a person that we want to still be here, or is this person better suited, you know, finding a job outside this industry or at a different company where they can excel? They can use their traits because there is no good or bad. Okay, mm-hmm. So there's not a pattern or a personality style that's just bad. They're all good in their own way. It's just getting them in the right spot. Okay, and the people are going to be happier. Okay, when they're in a role that they can excel. With their natural traits, the job becomes natural for them. Okay. You're going to have increased productivity, reduced turnover. The culture of your organization is going to improve. So it doesn't do you any good to keep round pegs and square holes.
I think the benefits of that are clear as far as the turnover, churn, and retention of good employees, because the cost of churn and turnover is hugely, immensely tough to quantify in our business. However, when you start talking contract value of our management agreements, we just can't afford turnover. So I'm really looking into this. So let me address for the haters out there. We always got a bunch of haters that listen to this podcast, and they, you know, I know who they are. I'm not going to punk them out by name, but to address the haters that say this is one step short of astrology, what would you say to that?
It's data. It isn't astrology. Okay. I'm not just reading a crystal ball here. okay, this has been validated. Okay, we've done studies. We started the company in 2002. My boss, Gary Wahlstrom, and his wife, Cecilia, they have been in this business for decades. Okay, they've worked for our competitors. They just went out and built a better mousetrap using data. Okay, so, I mean, this is not astrology. And if you want to continue to go and use your gut and making poor hiring decisions, you know, and running your business into the ground, well, feel free. Mm-hmm. But if there's a different way of doing things where you could be more successful, why not take the chance?
Yeah, there's a running joke I have. I've said it several times, is that there are two types of business owners in the world, those that make bad hires and liars. So I think where Mark and I are probably in the first part of that, we've always made bad hires. Not always, but you're always going to have a bad hire. You just can't get away from it. And the folks who say they haven't are not telling you the truth.
Well, if I could jump in, one thing that Krista should have said there is simply try it. I mean, I tried it on my people before I did it. You tried it on your people. And I know I was blown away with how accurate it was, whether I liked it or not, on some people.
So let's jump
we haven't talked about your results, but I'm sure you felt the same way.
I did. And let's jump into that a little bit. So Krista, tell us more about kind of the next step. So if we're interested in finding out more, let's say I'm a property manager, company owner listening, kind of what do we do? Where do we go to find out more?
Sure. So if you're interested in seeing more about what we do, one of the offerings that Brad is going to provide by listening to this podcast is we're going to give you a 30-day free trial of our program. Okay, so you can test drive our entire system. I will work with you to look at some of your current employees, maybe a couple potential hires. So you get 30 days for free. And if at that point you don't see the value or how we're going to help you grow your business, then we can go our separate ways. But it doesn't hurt you to try something new.
Yeah, assuming people get into it, they like it, and they go long term, what are they kind of looking at for an initial investment? Is there a monthly obligation? Kind of talk us through some of that.
Okay. So our fee schedule is built on an annual retainer based on the number of employees in your organization. Okay. And so that I can't give you a sound price because
it varies by how big your organization is.
Exactly. We also have an implementation fee and a workshop fee that's part of the first year's package. So your first year is going to be a little bit more expensive than every other year. And so it just depends on how many managers or people that are in charge of human capital that need to sit through this 2-day management workshop, because that's really where we set ourselves apart from our competitors, is we transfer the knowledge to you. Okay. You're not dependent on me all the time, though I'll be there for you whenever you need me to be. We teach you how to use this data and apply it. Okay. So that's the second part of the first year fee. We have 98% of our clients renew.
Wow.
So this is a, yes.
I'll take 98% renewal. What about you there, Mark? You take 98% renewal, Mark?
Yes. And the only reason we do lose clients is typically because of acquisitions and mergers. Okay. Wow. So, so we have been very successful in this industry. So that's kind of the cost the first year. And, you know, price isn't going to stop us from doing business. So we can talk about that later on. You'll typically find the value right away.
Excellent. I love it.
So just go to on the page here. Our website is www.cindexinc.com. And Brad will put that on his page for you.
Be sure and drop the promo code Brad in there, B-R-A-D. I'm assuming you have some sort of a system where they can drop a referral. So just tell people you listen to us and you offer a discount.
Yes. Yes. So we'll give you that 30 days free trial. So all you have to do is put Brad's name in the tab that says, you know, how did you hear about us? And just put Brad's name in and that will get directed to me. And you will receive that 30-day free trial.
Good. Because that way she can take care of you a little bit better, because people that are going there are going to be property management company owners. Now she's got a lot of experience working with property management company owners like Mark and I. So it's not like you have to explain your business to them from scratch. Because I've had that consultation with completely outside, well, not in different facets, but you know where you have to explain your business? Like, what do you do again? And the property management company owner has to explain what they do. And it's almost like a painful thing, because some people just don't know what it is. They don't get it. She gets it. and she gets what a manager is. She gets what maintenance is, and she's going to be able to help you determine where your team is and help you make good hires. That's the bottom line.
Brad, I couldn't agree with you more on that. It is very nice when you're dealing with somebody. And one of the benefits that even got me interested in talking with Krista is that she was referred to me by another manager. And when you know that she can understand the language of this business, it helps tremendously.
Absolutely. Can't agree more. Any other?
And I was just, you know, I encourage you to test drive our program. It doesn't hurt you to see what we do. It's very difficult to describe all of the unique features that we provide. You have to see it in action. And that's why we let you fill out these surveys, send them to your people.
One thing I want you to bring up is you mentioned before the show that you have less than a 5% error rate.
Yes, statistically, we are very strong. Less than 5% of the time, we will be, I guess, inaccurate. Personally, I have not had anybody come back to me and say that that is just wrong. Okay. I have been in a workshop before where I'm training managers, and there was somebody in the room that was didn't like their results and had, you know, verbalized that. And everybody else in that training was like, that is exactly who you are. And it was this, you know, everybody was laughing and, you know, the person was shut down after that. I mean, they knew who they were. They were a round peg in a square hole, knew it, got scared, and that was their response. So personally, I have not. But again, statistically, 5%, we have a 5% error rate. All of our other statistical properties are, I mean, we beat our competitors tenfold.
Yeah, I believe that because in my experience using the DISC training, again, I was a KW disciple, Keller Williams disciple, like a lot of the listeners, they might have been around that. DISC is huge in that culture of the KW system, and it's just so darn difficult to understand. Mm-hmm. Even when you get the results, because it's a 30-minute test, you get the results and you're like, what am I looking at? No one is there to help decipher it for you. They give you a 20-page report, but you really can't read it. It's all in jargon. And at the end of the day, it doesn't help you much. I really like this because you mentioned something earlier that is based on data, on mm-hmm. facts. Property manager, company owners, we like the data. We like facts.
Right. And the other, you know, we are a free choice checklist. Okay. And so that also decreases the risk of error in responding to these, I guess, testing type.
Right. What I'm trying to figure out by that is if you say you got to pick one of these five answers, mm-hmm, correct?
That's a forced choice test.
Forced
and
choice.
That increases your error rate because if you're forced to choose something, what happens if that doesn't apply to you at all?
Yeah.
Why would you pick it?
So in your questions are pretty fascinating. There are about 40 things you can choose, mm-hmm. kind of do some self-analysis and pick what you like and pick what you are. Some of the terms you might have to Google because you may not really know what they mean, mm-hmm. But it's a really neat it's only a 10-minute test and it pegged me pretty well.
Yes, it's two questions.
Yeah,
two questions.
Fascinating. Mark, any parting words at this point?
No. I'm just thrilled that I came across this. I'm thrilled that I came across Krista as well because, again, her interpretation of the results is a big part of this component. And I know Culture Index has other people within the company that do this, but I just feel blessed that I came across Krista with it.
Couldn't say it any better because that's really the interpretation that you're looking for. Just looking at the raw data, you don't really, you know, we're not going to be an expert, you and I, but for somebody to come on there and say, well, this is what this means, that's the bottom line. Because you and I are bottom line people. Just tell me what it means. Don't give me the labor pains.
Right.
And we also, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves in is that we are 100% candid. I'm not going to sugarcoat for you. And you need direct factual feedback. Nothing, you know, sugarcoating doesn't do anybody any good.
Great. Love it. So go to Syndex.
Let me give you just a quick story real quick on Krista. So I hired a virtual assistant. They were working for us for about 2 weeks. About 2 weeks later, I met Krista. From the time that I met Krista and gave the survey to this VA, I personally had to do a little bit more oversight of this VA for a couple of days while one of my team members was out of town. In 3 days of personally overseeing him, I was like, holy cow, they're just not good. They're not getting it. They should know this a lot better by now. He, 3 days later, Krista finally got to the results And I had fired him a couple of hours before speaking to her. So after he took the test, but before I fired him, and she's like, I would have never hired this guy. You're probably going to want to let him go. And it was just, it was fascinating to me how that was her immediate reaction after I already did.
Yeah. So she pegged him pretty good. That's a testament to the survey.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Cinder Inc. Cindexinc.com. CINDEXINC.com. We'll have it in the show notes. Be sure and drop the promo code Brad on that. It's been a great episode, Christo. This has been a lot of fascinating topics because this is a big point of discussion in the industry as we see it on a lot of Facebook pages. We're always talking about it at the conferences. Everyone has their strong opinion about what works, what doesn't work. Sure. And it's good to hear what is actually working out there. So sure. Very much appreciate you coming on.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks again, Mark. Take care.
Thanks.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org, again, propertymanagementsystem.org, and to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code Brad, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.